it made me question and think about a lot at that point in my life, because I should have been so happy because I finished undergrad in school at UCLA debt-free. I was the top of my class with honors. You know, everything I published in undergrad, everything was going perfect on paper. But in my heart, it wasn't right. It just wasn't right because I didn't feel like that internal fire and joy anymore. And I knew I needed that back. I needed to regain my health again. So I that's what I did during graduate school. And it allowed me to finally start eating healthy again, be conscious of what I'm putting into my body. Because then I also, in undergrad, developed a very bad relationship with food. Because I was looking for comfort in food that you're not supposed to, and that's not supposed to just be, you know, masking pain and emotional pain. So it was, grad school was a very, very transitional moment in my life where I was able to redefine myself again. You know, I never lost all 40 pounds. I only lost 20 of those pounds, but I was able to develop a new perspective and acceptance of my body and accept and say, this is who I am now. This is the circumstance that I have now. And this is, you know, I can be healthy and strong in the point I am in my life. And I am happy. I have my degree. I'm going to start teaching in my own classroom. I, you know, my master's is done. My credentials are done. You know, now I'm in a good place in my life. I'm in a good place. And then I started remembering my goal of the Ironman. That's where it started. That's where this whole journey started. You know, now at that point, it was about probably 10 years ago. Like, I was 23 at the time. Like, yeah, when you were 13, you said, it's like, okay, you know, the clock's ticking. So let's start now working towards that goal. Let's sign up for your first triathlon, your little sprint triathlon. Let's buy your bike. Let's start, you know, doing all those training and basically picking up at this point, because triathlon coaches are also pretty expensive. They can be, you know, Ironman coaches. They can be, go up to $300 a month or more. And it was just not an expense that I wanted to incorporate on top of buying a bike, on top of buying everything. I'm like, I know I can teach myself. Let me see if I can coach myself and in this journey and picking up books. Again, books. There are tons of, it's just having the discipline and desire to say, hey, I'm going to teach myself. I'm going to read this and I'm not going to move until I really understand the concepts, because that's why we do hire people to do things for us, because it makes it, facilitates it a little bit easier.